did it.
There we go. We did it.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. It is weird, though, that you would... We should have been talking about something else other than actually starting the recording.
Yeah. Something more interesting.
Dara won't edit this out. Don't worry. This is going to be a short one.
Yeah, because we're out.
I opposed to my orgasm.
That's not like... So, anyway. This is...
This is the first podcast 2014.
First we recorded. We did put one up on whenever it was the second, I think. It's the second day.
Around then.
Something like that. It was actually, I was very proud of myself.
Were you away at that point?
I was in France and I managed to put up. Because I don't bring computers or anything to holidays.
What?
No, but my mom brought the iPad because we were worried we'd miss Sherlock. While we were away.
That is definitely
It turned out they actually had BBC on the TV. It was labelled under CBeebies. And then CBeebies ends at 7. It switched over to BBC.
I remember that's the way Nickelodeon used to be. Nickelodeon on TV used to be on until like 7. And then after 7 o'clock it was MTV.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
Back in the days when MTV...
So we got to watch...
Back in the days when MTV was just music videos.
Yeah.
And not shit!
MTV.
Yeah, MTV. You listening now, yeah.
So...
Wankers.
So we had the iPad, though, and I was able to get the podcast up.
That's always good.
And I was very proud of myself.
You should be.
Because I'm not good with technology.
You're generally and quite my little, lazy.
Yeah.
Congratulations for not being lazy.
This is our first recorded episode of 2014.
Yeah.
It's January 8th today. It doesn't begin on January 9th.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, was it just that you generally put them up every Thursday?
I put them up every Thursday, so it's whenever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okie dokie.
So,
Don't worry, if you listen to the Nerdist, we're not going to do a big Revelations podcast.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
That was heavy.
That was like. Yeah.
We probably should. We'll do one at some point. But considering we're only like 5 episodes into not yet. You don't know if we'll.
As many of you would probably have guessed, I'm perfect. I've got nothing. I'm pretty much a saint.
I'm the emotionally damaged soul in the situation.
Ben has done a lot of things. He's been to prison numerous amount of times.
I'm surprised I haven't been yet, to be honest. Good God. Oh, gee, I'm sure I will.
At some point. Night
At
in the cells.
Some point. I mean, some might find it weird that I find the film American Psycho an inspiration. I mean, who knows?
I mean, let's be honest, Ben.
Let's be honest.
Some people...
I mean, they're prostitutes.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah.
I just can't believe anybody hasn't found the bodies. I mean,
I'm surprised as well.
With the Liffey overflowing and all, like, they should have come out.
I'm
really surprised.
I did a good job.
Well done.
If Dara's an accessory, though, because you watch.
I'd be involved in the thing.
Lol, JK didn't kill any prostitutes.
Yeah.
I'm not Patrick Bateman.
That's true, he's not.
If only I had the looks of Christian Bale, though. That would be
cool. Or, well, I mean.
He's built like a brick shithouse and that,
you got Matt Smith now as well, which, like, the bar is slightly lowered.
Yeah.
No offence to Matt Smith.
No offence to Matt Smith. You seem like a lovely gent, but your chin is...
he's not as good looking as Christian Bale. It's
not as
it's
good looking as the previous doctor performed.
But more...
You're listening, you're a beautiful man.
Probably more good looking than the one after Capaldi. Capaldi's got a charm, but I don't know.
Them eyebrows.
I think Capaldi will get a weird, like... Tumblr following of young people who are being awakened by old people.
It'll be like the One Direction thing where people make really graphic drawings of him and just the TARDIS fingering its keyhole.
I do wonder actually how people will cope with him in the, because obviously he's going to be really good. It's pretty much a given that he'll be great. But I wonder what the fangirl aspect of it will all be, and if he'll become like a really weird, slightly inappropriate sex symbol.
I don't know,
For people,
no, I think he'd be inappropriate if he was 12, but he's in his like 50s.
That's okay.
I think when you're older, it's not as bad because.
But for the girls who are 12, who are fancy and 55 year olds.
See, now I'm trying to think of all people who are.
I suppose there's like Clooney and Pitt and Depp and all are 50. Madonna, but she's not hot.
No, she's not.
And she's feeding her 13-year-olds gin. Did you hear about that?
No.
She put it on like New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, I think, or the day after New Year's Day, something like that. She put an Instagram up of her 13-year-old son and his friends at a ski resort with bottles of vodka and gin. And she said, "Party starts here, 2014. Boom."
Woo!
And loads of people give out because it's like underage drinking is bad.
Are they Guy Ritchie's kids?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
I don't know. I'd blame Madonna in that one because she was there and he wasn't.
Yeah, I don't like Madonna. Sorry, Madonna.
Do I.
Sorry, Madonna, if you're listening. But, you know, your music's shit.
Apart from Borderline, if you are listening. Heard.
What's Borderline?
One of her real time. Pretty good.
One of her albums. Ah, of course. I was always a Kylie fan myself.
La la la. She's on The Voice, isn't she? Coming up, the UK one. With the fella from the Kaiser Chiefs. They replaced Jesse J and the script fella. Yeah,
he will just be drunk.
He's so.
Like, they have a new album coming out. That's probably why.
And their drummer left who wrote all the hits.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of screwed. So he needs a job.
And the thing is, you know, the thing about the Kaiser Chiefs is, they sound okay. The production on their albums is okay. Your man's voice sounds alright. But yeah. Then they get on stage.
And they're always
and
pissed.
He gets so drunk.
Yeah.
And he can't remember the words, and he falls over the place, and he's sweating, and he looks like he's like on acid or something like that, yeah. Which he probably is. And like, they're fucking it. Damn you, Kaiser Chiefs.
They're not like, they had, like, the first album was half great and then half shite. Yeah. And then the second album was about the same.
Yeah.
But not as great as the first album.
Yeah.
And then the third album had like two good songs.
I never heard. Which one was the third album?
It had a song, that song, The Kids on the Street, No, They Never Miss a Beat.
Yeah.
It was that one.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
third
yeah.
album. And then the fourth album was terrible.
Second album was Ruby, wasn't it?
Yeah. Which Ruby's a great song.
Yeah.
It had a few of them, like Angry Mob's okay. And
yeah.
Some other songs. Yeah, some of them are rubbish.
Oh. Every band has that.
Most.
The Kaiser Chiefs. If they took like the good bits of all their albums, they could make one good album.
Yeah, there's a lot of bands like that actually, especially from that time. The bands that came out in like 2004, 2005.
Yeah. Even Killers, they have a few good songs, but they don't have like.
The Killers, like, their first two albums were really good. And then 3 and 4 have been very hit and miss.
Yeah. Even the left the band, didn't he, for a while? And he did a single thing. Brandon Flowers.
Well, they didn't. They just had a break.
Brandon Flowers.
But even that's all album.
His name,
that. That's other album wasn't great either.
I didn't.
It had, like, two good songs.
I only remember it just being like, you know what? That was back when I wasn't really a fan.
Yeah. The first album's still pretty amazing, though. But even at that, like, the first 5 songs are better than the last half.
What's Hot Fuzz?
Hot Fuzz, yeah. Or Hot Fuzz. It's
Hot Fuzz. Hot Fuzz is the
film. And then Hot Fuzz is the album.
Yeah,
like, the first half is the best, one of the best first halves of any album.
Yeah.
It's because it's like Mr. Brightside, Smell Like You Mean It, Jenny Was a Friend of Mine, and all those. And then the second half's really good, but not as good as the first half.
Yeah.
And then the second album's probably the same. Had When You Were Young, which is an amazing song.
Yeah.
And it had, like, some other songs.
Sam's Town.
But anyway. Well, yeah, a lot of bands are like that from that era. Franz Ferdinand as well. They're one of those bands where it's half brilliant and then half.
I think the brilliant thing is if you watch like the Nevermind of Us cocktail shots from around then, they always have these like, oh yeah, number 4 on the Enemy Cool list.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this band.
Yeah, this suddenly disappeared. I remember there was a band called The Bravery.
There was a band called The Cribs, and their lead singer was the number 4 on the list, and he was the most simply dull person.
They are so boring. But they've done okay. They had a big album.
They dealt with Kate Nash.
Yeah.
Jesus. What the fuck happened to her?
She went punk. And bad shite. She started playing bass and
she went
bad
shit punk.
Shit punk. The Cribs, they had that album a few years ago. Johnny Marr joined the band from The Smiths.
Mm.
He joined them for an album. Right. And that was okay.
Mm.
Apart from that, I'm not a huge Chris fan though.
He's
very dull.
Actually, that was a very good episode because David Cross was on it. And the really offensive Courtney Love joke.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one because David Cross is hilarious.
He's amazing.
But,
did you hear actually he's going to be in Community this year? They're doing the Dungeons and Dragons episode and he's playing Jonathan Banks' son.
Do you know what you missed?
Which is cool. What?
As Shannon's, Vicky got a text from her sister to say, just serve Tobias from Arrested Development a drink. She works in a bar in New York and she served David Cross drink. How cool is that?
That's good.
And I was trying to explain to people, like who
it's your man from it's, Alvin
remember,
and the Chipmunks.
Remember the guy from Alvin and the Chipmunks? No.
The bald fella. Did you know?
Small Soldiers. You have to have seen Small Soldiers. You know, the bald guy with the glasses and the jumpers, that's him. And then I go, oh, you mean David Cross? You should have said that.
I said it. That's good, though, because also, he drinks a lot, so he'd be a good, like, tipper, I'd say, and all that. So it's good both in nerd terms and in monetary terms. So, good for her.
Shannon's was funny,
I have to say. I'm sad I miss Shannon. Yeah. Shannon's our friend, by the way, and she had a...
lots of stuff happened.
A children's TV-themed dress-up birthday party thing.
That was it. It was funny. You throw a good shindig, Shannon, it's good.
What would you say was the best costume? Or the coolest? I saw, I wonder when the Screech, he brought back the horrible t-shirt. Or horrible shirt.
Oh no, the best costume was Evan Scully. He went to Tommy from the Rugrats. And he just had a towel wrapped around, like a towel as a nappy and then a blue shirt. That's what I thought was the best.
That's pretty good. Well done. Well done to him. Wow, really, that's commitment.
Oh, so funny.
I saw you were Ned Flanders.
I was Ned Flanders.
Which is good.
I did.
Well, Alex was like Clark Kent or something, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well done, Alex. That was the easy route. But apparently he was wearing a Superman onesie underneath, but he never showed. I still doubt that that was on onesie. There was some good ones. There was like a ninja, Pikachu, Super Mario, which was that even a TV show?
I think there was a Mario Bros. TV show, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, just I'll allow it. Mr. Police Volumer.
People from Scooby Doo. There's your man.
Ah, there you go.
Very rarely.
So they are rarely.
Wow.
So I guess this is over. Everybody.
We'll have to cut this podcast incredibly short.
This is like 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
This is it.
Everyone, go see American Hustle, the side boom. Ah,
great film.
Such a good film.
Sherlock was good.
Sherlock was really good.
Episode 2 was funny.
Episode 2 was very good.
The bit with the dwarf was hilarious. I thought
the other episode 2 as well. I wasn't a fan of
the Hounds of Baskerville.
The Hounds of Baskerville or the one before that.
Yeah.
The other one.
I liked this one a lot. Well, yeah, right, we better go. See you later.
Bye.